in the conversation between Narada and Vyas. Narada being the spiritual master, he all the literatures written by Vedavyas in glorification of Karmakand and all the Puranas and everything written in glorification of the demigods and worship of demigods for material benefits. Because literatures will misdirect people. They will take them away from Krishna and they will keep them completely hooked to the material existence. So in this way, Narada chastises Vedavyas in one sense. What have you done? We have misled the people far away from the spiritual world. And then he narrates the personal experience with the Vaishnavas which he had in his life as a son of a Dasiputra, maid servant, and how he became a devotee as Narada. After explaining all these things, in conclusion he says, therefore I have personally realized and experienced that the chanting of the holy names of the Lord and chanting of his glories is like a boat that one should accept in order to cross over this vast ocean of material existence. And that is the only safest thing in this world that can reach one to the lotus feet of Krishna, to join the Nitya Lila, eternal pastimes. Just like a man who is drowning in an ocean. Imagine a person who doesn't even know swimming is thrown into the ocean. How he will be suffocating and gasping for air and drowning, almost about to lose his life. So this is the condition of all the living entities. And the holy name is compared to a boat, the shelter of which if you accept, not only one is peaceful, not only one is saved from the immediate misery, but one can very safely reach the ultimate abode of the Supreme Lord. Sometimes the Shastras give examples which are very fitting, which we may not probably able to realize unless we see it in our own lives. Just like the Ashtavakra was giving the example of how, a very graphical example he gave of, embracing a tree. And he said, it is we who embrace the allurements of Maya, not that Maya is capturing us. In the same manner, although it may be very difficult for us to see in life, generally we feel that Maya is alluring us. We say, Maya allures us, but Maya doesn't capture us. We only capture Maya. Maya doesn't capture us. So he gave a graphical example. Similarly, this boat of the holy name, the example is given, it may just not strike us at all. What is this boat of the holy name? One needs to personally take shelter of the holy name and experience it. To say, taking shelter of the boat of the holy name of the Lord, because when you're thrown in water, you drown and you suffocate if you don't know swimming. And you are about to die. You can't survive beyond some 4 minutes or something like that, the water. Whereas when you are put in a boat, you know how safe you are. So, properly taking shelter of the holy name of the Lord with full faith and chanting the holy name without any hypocrisy, without any offenses, will offer one that experience of that shelter of the boat of the holy name. And Nathamani said, this alone is needed. Nothing else is needed. All the other literatures are useless for the suffering soul in this world. They lead a living entity from one suffering to another suffering. They can never uplift the living entity from this oceanic suffering of the material world. Harinam Prabhu ki.